I am proceeding to know there is a human involved here. And that there is a human involved here, they must respond. There must be a response from Google here into my view that can mix them, reconciliate them, to navigate around them. Only when Google is one of the actors' conspiracy and will not change their position that they are not representing the best of our angels that are actually investing the time and space to collapse the United States of America, and to which there are people in this world doing that. Google apparently has chosen not to respond, so they have no culpable responsibility. But they do you must comply. Please contact me to confirm ASAP. That means tomorrow, that means next hour, that means 10 minutes from the moment you receive this, and analyze this. This is not a joke. There is no human interface that allows this condition to carry on without an address. There is no consulate, and there it must be a council. It's their conditions to which this should not exist in the first place that does, and for which cannot maintain its structure, must be broken immediately. Which side of this are you on, really? Commit it to me immediately. Oh, I'm just some nerd who contributed to the building of a computer lab when I was a teen in the city of San Bernardino, known as the Coastin Computer Center, and development of that lab I created a BBS. We were the second dial-up BBS service for libraries, Chicago being the first. It's reference online. My reference online has been all the way dated to 1986, and you know exactly who I am. I don't need any introductions. You need to know who I am so I can commit to who you really are, and we need that. Unite forces and get into the know there is an extreme condition, intolerable, working our community, working our society to a destruction, to a destruction, to a destruction, because nobody can trust anything of our technology tools that are malleable. They are malleable to any kind of deductive creation we can think of, only when a freedom and freedom leaf free will is visible, showing true, but we are not showing freedom. That freedom leaf from the trees of that foundation are not falling on the ground. The leaves of our freedom are not falling on the ground from the trees that we have built upon the land in which we find ourselves embedded in this controversy. The leaves falling from the trees are not leaves falling freely. The freedom leaves cannot be grown on trees that naturally bear a fruit of desire. Help me to see that you are not the enemy. Help me see that you are a friendly participant, patriotic to the United States, and are not a part of the conspiracy that is involved in the insurrection of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. on January 6, 2021. Prove it to me. Respond to me. Your silence gives me the consent to assume you the worst, and for you to build up your reputation rather than you bullying me down to a submission. I will not live in this world of universe that will not allow the truth to be told, that does not have an honor for truth, that wants to deviate and hide some secretive agenda. I do not want to live in such a world state order that we are in the United States of America. I will die first man to submit to such a catastrophe of outcome. Dash. What is hate speech? What is illism? But it's true. What is fake? What is science? Are all questions here that need an answer, because a Google Internet of Things cares. There is an audio from the content that I submitted to you if you want me to go an hour or so ago. These are highly contentious matters of national security that have no consulate to put them on track correctly, because of you Google, because of Twitter, because of Facebook, because of every other various social media tool that does not act in accordance with our humanity. That one thing that you all testified in Congress. This is the test of your integrity, whether or not you will engage me now. No excuses. Originally placed into the content on the discuss tool accessed on npno.com. These are so-called healthcare professionals of doctorate concern, of doctorate oath commitments, that they are breaking their Hippocratic oath. We cannot allow this weekend. Are you going to help me or continue your heart me into my grave, claiming a status that I have no HIV care, and nobody has come forward to care to respond? Somebody somewhere better respond very quickly, or I'm going to contact Congress somehow. My own integrity, to which I'm going to say Google is a liar. Dash. At 4:27. Again another doctor analyzing so extreme flawed of critical thinking. They can't figure out what it is that they're analyzing. They think they can analyze anything, like this talk is showing doctor here analyzing a field which, number one, has been so sparse of any kind of true essence research. This doctor is using a research paper by quoting statements from it, written by Dr. Lorraine Sheridan. April 6, 2020. National Institutes of Health. As a matter of, this is a mental health topic research paper. This video talk breaks the chain of conventional thinking. The doctor in the video here does not reveal to the viewing audience these facts. This video is propaganda. That the majority class of people claiming gang stalking dash is conclusively analyzed here in this video directs the evidence. These are from people who are delusional. Extremely wrong. No, that's not the opinion of the published research findings paper. Furthermore, but is most dangerous to omissions not placed into a frame of reference presentation to any reasonable audience. To the understanding here. Not only the April 2020 published findings from Dr. Sheridan relates that this is a problem that needs more research, and to classify everybody as delusional is not even a reference point of view. However, the most important element is that in 2015. That was what she said in a different paper. That 100% of the gang stalking narratives are apparently deemed to be delusional. From 2015 to 2020, this is the most important part that is lost by this video's pretext, what is not revealed to its audience. The 2020 paper is a repositioning evaluation of a doctor who has done some research or process that has a higher degree of integrity, to which she has to assume herself into that integrity, and she repositions herself accordingly. Warning, that is the symbol for warning, important information to follow. What is a citation noted to be 80% to a study to which that category he cited is not 80%. Actually, the category he is referring to is 97%. This talk discussion by this doctor, Dr. Grand, it's not citing it correctly intentionally, period, in that it is not accurate and somehow considers himself untouchable. As all of the players in all of this dash, this goes to my phrase that I used as haters that are intentionally allowed to always win. What we have here are people who are in elite positions of our law enforcement that turn a blind eye to this activity. And they have much resources. This is not a few bad acting persons involved. Dr. Grand is involved to have an underlying theme, a message of extreme dash. We are here and we will do what we want. Nothing can stop us. Nothing will stop us. Deal with it. The pin of binding 80% mention is true. Quote from the study. In Table 1, together with the proportions describing them. Given that the purpose of the study was to elucidate the phenomena constituting subjects' experiences of being gang-stalked, each category is illustrated in the table using descriptions from the case accounts. Spelling errors in the accounts have been corrected to aid comprehension. The most frequently experienced categories concerned being physically followed and/or surveyed 94%, or being the target of a conspiracy 80%. 2/3 claimed that they were subject to physical interference, intimidation, and harassment. Anybody who has a dispute that Dr. Lorraine Sheridan is wrong in her repositioning, the opinion 2015 is truth. If we cannot understand the bias. A system here playing itself out of extreme conditioning of strategic ignorance. A field of study. Agnotology. To which anybody passing has had an erroneously view and placed themselves into a view. They refuse corrective adaptable thinking. They must have some sort of motive at hidden agenda. They cannot release their bias. Something has to intervene. http://fuckedup.human.life/dr-grand/p-1133,443,425/google-search-gangstalking-feedback-to-google-text.org. They have a bias so extreme to avoid the facts of truth. I don't fear you because I know this is the real elements, and I know I will die first before I submit to this realism. How big is the universe of conditions from the only established document research finding on a planet can get you anywhere but into a hot water, hot boiling water you are in by just that mere fact you are put yourself into the hot water and it's boiling, you won't get out of the hot water. Why doesn't anybody else fund the research for another upward funding foundation that brings into neural alignment perspective, because it will show that gang stalking again with a higher degree of intelligence is real, not a delusion. You all are caught with your hands down your pants dash people playing with your little peckers. Why don't you all get over this bias? Since you can't be analogous to which deductively reasoning out is showing itself to be an ugly truth. Because I know I have a holding that does not have my life presents path in view of the term gangstalkers until 2019. I am a targeted individual of gangstalking for 15 years and it is not possible to put me into the category of the collective precluded to be delusional. Actions of perversion, special interests of ignorance that is addressed in the field of science known as agnotology. You have to call me delusional when you refuse to accept the truth and incorporate the view of my journal that I have indeed documented the conversational elements and the event-to-event happenings in my life in real time on my live life journal on the internet. Fuck you, Dr. Todd Grand, if you have a problem with his challenge and try to delete this comment, I'm willingly to its consequences. And when you realize that I'm confronting this. This is directly related to the law enforcement problem we have in the policing involving this nation that thunder the term just understanding defunding the police, which is not my recommendation, it's happening across this nation. Gang stalking is a direct relevant to that which I'm here confronting you. That has been established. But just the same, that's this police authority of abuse is in my view to my life. Story after story after story over the years after years after years, foundational structure to which was built on a house of cards is coming crumbling down. As I know these two things, several other things are directly related to one another. a citizen's being executed by law enforcement for the license to kill and just turning a blind eye, perhaps not getting into the view of the media, paid to not showing the reality of what is happening, perhaps just because it was only happening to the black people but it has been not happening to just black people. Absolutely crazy way that these people seem to act, like Nazi Germany, and they hate they have and the holdings they have entitlement to be as untouchable. Lynn sighed to be suffering the cruelty of an underbelly. A place to which has a hunger that needs fed. The food is fueled by insufferable conditions, a place of authority abuse left unaddressed. And when executions become so apparent, so no, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to use the mental health system. These people need to be treated. They're suffering from something. They need to go to mental health and get treated. The law enforcement acting out of character of Commonwealth is directing, yes, directing a system that is engineered. A social engineering project. As it progresses over the years to be outrageously out of integrity, to be abusive, not therapeutic to a majority of many people who experience sets, and then onto the analysis, the system itself is way worse. It itself is way worse than anything possible to be put into existence. That system itself is injurious to its patients. Perhaps constructed on a lie. Intentional is a lie. And this doctor here has intentionally placed himself in a conflict of interest to hold this position and not a shower and change to release the fire and come clean. In a way that you understand, I hope the reader will see this is not a racial consideration. Also racially, that is a spire of special interest to which one can define, because Black Lives Matter, of course, but if we take All Lives Matter, as a few who puts themselves into view of being a target has to be terminated off of their knowing that they're talking the truth. It's not a racial bias, but one that where in Nazi Germany people have to be bearing symbols. What the heck's that puts people into the gas chamber by the millions? The Holocaust happen. Dash. What is happening here is all interested and placed into reference. This is haters run amok at the level to which Nazi Germany was in fact defeated. In World War II, the Allied that the United States of America was one of several nations won the war. Correct. The Allied forces were the victors. Right. We're not fighting that war again. That's not even in a perspective that anybody is even thinking. Because that is exactly what we are doing. We're fighting a war of the same faction of people that are in our governments, among our people, who are gang-stalking our citizens, whose there are people in the mental health field who claim that's a projection, a dilution, just to carry on its pretext as they continue to wage war on our citizens by hates redefined as a dilution of people or being victims. This video should be terminated off of the web in the position of those who have this view. It's carrying on propaganda. Not a state or a conclusive conscience that puts a person to analyze this so backward of the realism that I'm just describing here. Gang stalking, or the element to which gang stalking arrives onto our planet, has nothing to do with the internet. Has been established long before the internets and has been a part of human culture for centuries. Anybody in the healthcare field that does not already know that and then comes up with this video should be shot for treason. This comic is very much real, very much auntie on topping, is not calling for violence, is not a violation of any kind of rule except to confront the matter to which this video is over in August to YouTube. In a form that is truly in essence unprofessional. Conduct unbecoming of a professional, shame on you. As such, I'm doing nothing wrong. This coming should remain visible, but you'll delete it. I'll have a copy of it and we'll take this sun collision onto YouTube and your material will be blasted out of existence. I guarantee you the best choice here is to respond to the comments. Perhaps you need to consider where you take yourself. Teacher forward, doctor. This doctor with any kind of integrity has made a reference to a research findings paper. https://www.nlm.ni/gov/pmx/article/pmc7178134/. Proceeds to go into the understanding to his audience that he is now going to paraphrase the research findings. By the way, I've known about this video for many, many months. Can anybody find me the terminal walkie-talkie? That directives to his audience in his city's paraphrasing research, right? The academia level standard. This is a matter of deception. I was standing of it. You can't please all of the people all of the time. Of course there are narratives out in the gangstalking set of things here, people sources that are delusional. But that is not the majority class. It doesn't example of how that kind of thinking can be skewed so badly. That sure you can say such a thing, but this is stating something that is not true. So I don't know what his relationship to walkie-talkies is. I think I'm aware of the video, but I'm not sure. It's the same one that's another video commenting on this, puts himself into a frame reference to hard part to focus on. Example of probably in a delusional thinking that is a stupid into there is probably a delusional thinking person presenting a thinking process here, and he probably got himself into a view by the analysis that hey, I got one on them. for the industry care professionals to have selected that one to make an example of you further to grade him from his own opportunity to get treatments just to hold your needed of special interest to deny gang stalking is real. I've been a double insults. An act of Tootsie check ignites my mum is now yelling. I can hear my mum yelling in the other room with panic. She's yelling in the other room. You want me to record it. She is being subjected to extreme mental emotional just dropped as she is living with her son confronting the matter with the entire mess she is suffering because of you doctor. Holding on to a bias. I am demanding somebody call to first apologize and then reassure that her son is not going to die. The number is 909-882-8759 because I have no kind of way to attach images here. The quicker this is done, the best outcome is the best of excellence. You'll find this. http://knock-knock-angels.card.co. Most accommodating to my call for help. And that is my motive here. For this matter to be resolved onto an agenda to stop the gang stalking, not deny it as a mental illness, illusion, delusion, and it continues to injure and harm real human lives. Dash. I have my comments copied. They are ready to engage in a battle of a complexion of interest. If you progress to censorship, I will progress to YouTube complaints, and what you're showing in my two comments will throw your video off minutes, and it will put into frame of reference not just off YouTube but into a public statement Google is going to draft. Believe me, Google is going to be drafting a statement soon. Doctor. Is this you? https://pino.com/counselor/1033422845-dr.todd-lawrence-grandes/. Are going to be one of the mentions. I guarantee you I'm making a very intense demands of Google. Google to make a public statement. And believe me, Google knows who I am. You all have ruined this country. Dash. 3,260 grand vists. San Bernardino CA 92,405. 909-882-8759. There has been statements made in deadlines lost gone to in oblivion that I'm demanding a call to my mother to apologize and for the color to it reassure my mother that her son is not going to be committed to die first before the world around will commit to a solvable course of correction to give him back his life and health care and they all of this stuff that has been destroyed. I also am stating I am also demanding someone to appear face dash to dash face Perry appeared to appear before this house think I wasn't involved. This house that is holding the home of a family member about to die. I have my own conditions of HIV that has not been able to be treated, not to the lack of my attempt but the lack of the industry and healthcare and doctors and professional to become honest and have an open honest integrity relationship with me as a patient. An absolute crazy condition that you all have generated. I know it. Teach me how to know you are a glowing form of the best of excellence when I know I've been told and taught otherwise. We are engaged in some sort of abnormal maladjusted culture. A part of natural order law. I do not accept this as a condition that is not in fact an artificial suspended condition by haters. It is artificially suspended by a grand-scale conspiracy that must be broken, terminated and forevermore abandoned. How do I make myself extremely clear? This text will be placed upon the record in spoken voice narrative. I sent it. Did you receive it and did you listen to it and did you acknowledge it and did find your way in a need to create the response that is demanded upon you? Massive collateral damage that is continuing on and on and on and on. It happening in the moments. Days are being text created, composed. There is no more time to. I've delayed. No more time for delay. No more time for delay. Dash.